Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for the Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you are listening to this show on the radio, please continue listening, and at the end, I'll tell you how to get a free gift card to thank you for listening. Here's our show.
Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg. Here is the host of the show, Eric Glazer.
Hello, we are Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen Council 7612, and this is Knights Around the Table. This show is designed to inform the community who the Knights are and how we integrate with the St. Joseph community. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I am Eric Glazer, past Grand Knight, and I'm here with
Josh Beck,
Rob Somerville,
and Rich Perron, past Grand Knight.
And let's start with some council news. Let's look at some upcoming events. Don't forget, every Tuesday night at 7:30 in the chapel is our weekly Rosary for Peace. That's a regular routine. And looking at some of the July events, holy cow, it's summer. Let's look at some of the July events. Pit Beef is going to be the 4th of July at the Farm Museum. That's one of our kickoff fundraising events for the year. It's got a double win. It's a lot of fun, and you get probably the best seats in the house for the Carroll County Premier Firework Display. If you're interested in helping, we do set up around noon. The gates to the Farm Museum open around 4 p.m., and fireworks start about 9:30 p.m., and we really get things cleaned up fast, so it doesn't take too much longer after that, and we're on our way out.
Great event.
We do a nice job with that, too. I think customers really appreciate us. Rob, what do you know about officers' installation?
Well, I see your date there. The 23rd is the Grand Knights Picnic, I believe.
Of July?
I think so.
Oh, okay, great.
The installation is August 10th.
Oh, okay.
Right, that's what I know.
Who's hosting Grand Knights Picnic? Is new Grand Knight hosting Grand Knights Picnic or old Grand Knight hosting Grand Knight?
I think it's the old. I'm not hosting
it. Now that you officially hung it out there.
It's the old past Grand Knight.
I know what it is, but I can tell you, I'm not hosting it.
I know, but we always did the Grand Knights Picnic in June. If it's in July, now we've already changed the guard. So, yeah, on a personal note, this is why I teach June, July, and August. It's summertime. But I want to pass on a special note. I wasn't here last month, so I'm going to do it now. I'm super proud of our Carroll County Public School graduates. I'm super proud of Liberty High School and Century High School. And, of course, I'm super proud of South Carroll High School. So congratulations to all the seniors that made it across the stage. Just know that the teachers of the schools are proud of you. Life is slow. It's summertime. And we can focus on getting red tomatoes in the garden. That's just the thought I wrote down. But I did want to mention M&T Bank concessions because it's here and it's starting, and all of a sudden I have a little more responsibility with it. So I have a little more angst this year, but it's coming together really well. The 25-26 season officially kicks off on August 7th. We've got a really good group of organizations that are joining 7612 this year, and I want to step up and just make sure they know. We have Knights of Columbus 5208 from Glendon helping us out. We also have from St. Joe's, we have the Boy Scouts, the Cub Scouts, the Catholic Daughters, the Sheens Collines, and new this year, we're bringing in an organization called CCVIP. Tell me real quick what CCVIP is all about.
CCVIP is the Carroll County Veterans Independence Project, and they're a group that work with the veterans in Carroll County in most of their needs, be it whatever paperwork or benefits that they're entitled to that they're not getting to. They're not a government agency, but they're funded through grants from the government, but they work for the veteran. Great organization.
I'm super excited to have them on board. I was just chatting with the leadership on the phone today, and they seem super excited to join us.
How about the Filipino, Carroll County
Filipino? Oh my gosh, group? I didn't include them.
Yeah, they're a great help. And they benefit because they get part of the benefit of the proceeds from fundraising.
Yeah.
So it's a great opportunity for people who want to raise money for their organization.
Sure. Whatever we raise from the stadium, we proportionally share with every one of those groups. And I did forget them. The FACC is the Filipino right. Americans of Carroll County.
Yeah, great organization.
They're another organization that's helping us out this year. So we've got a good crew. If you're in any of those organizations or you're interested in helping us out, don't hesitate to contact the leaders of those organizations or just contact us at 7612kfc@gmail.com. And we can get you set up and you can help us out at the stadium. It's a fun afternoon or evening sometimes. Do we have a couple words on the golf tournament or?
I don't know. It was the day after Mother's Day and I understand the weather was good and it went off good.
But it was good. It was a good turnout. The great thing about the golf tournament is, you know, that also has proceeds. And those proceeds go to, what are the proceeds?
Special Olympics.
Special Olympics, Habitat for Humanity.
That was the other one I was thinking of, yeah. Habitat for Humanity.
And that's a local, that's the local. It's Carroll County
Habitat right. for Humanity.
Yeah, we work hard and earn all this money and give it all away.
Yeah.
that's what we're all about.
Yep.
Our next big community event is Oktoberfest. We're looking at July right now, so we're not ready for Oktoberfest just yet. But that's coming, and that's going to be a great event. I know it's going to be a good event for us. We've gotten our swagger on that one now, and that event's rolling. That wraps up our news and events. If you're turning in a little late, we are Knights Around the Table. So just to give a quick reintroduction, Josh Beck,
Rob Somerville,
and Rich Perron.
And we're going to talk about our night's activities at St. Joseph's Catholic Church here in Eldersburg. Speaking of activities, we've got our new Grand Knight sitting right at the table with us. Worthy Rob Somerville. What do we got to look forward to?
I'm not worthy. Well, a few things that are going to happen when I become Grand Knight. One is I want to try to put out a little bit more and more significant communications and all the things we're doing and try to get more involvement from the parish community. So that's at the events, the socials, be it an Oktoberfest or, you know, our family socials or Wednesdays and things like that. And I've already met with my officers and we've brainstormed a bunch of ideas, one of which may include more of the radio station. So that's something to look forward to. A couple other things that I'm really striving to do. One is to bring that faith, that Catholic pillar of the Knights to the forefront a little bit more and try to get the Knights, especially as Catholic men, more involved in that part of it. There's a bunch of us that go to a retreat, the Marianist House in Cape May, New Jersey, every fall. That's a big deal. Another one that has become a big deal is the men's conference in March. And I think I wrote that down. March 14th. And that's the men's conference that a bunch of men went to this year. Next year is a special because Supreme Knight Pat Kelly is actually going to be there. So it'll be important for all the Knights to show up. The other thing is, in terms of like social activities and events, I'm just putting it out there. It's way far away. February 14th, Valentine's Day, is a Saturday, and we will be doing something special in conjunction with the church for that day. So look forward to that.
Sounds like an aggressive schedule. So most of us have had our therapy. Be prepared, right? Welcome to the club.
Communication. There should be a whole course on that. That's the biggest challenge of
any organization.
Really,
our combined generations. Yeah. That's the problem with communication right there. We have multiple. Josh, you did some reading. I'm so proud of you. What do you got?
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I did actually pull out the Knights of Columbus magazine in the May issue and saw an article that I thought was great, actually, by the Supreme Knight, Pat Kelly, and just thought that I would bring it here and share a couple of excerpts from it because it is one of those Catholic virtues that I think we could all use a reminder of, and that is making room for grace. The virtue of humility opens us to God's love and power as we seek to build his kingdom on earth. Humility can be a rare commodity these days. It's not often spoken of in business or the halls of government as a virtue to be pursued. Instead, popular books on the rules of power frame it as a personal deficiency that should at least be hidden if it cannot be overcome. Such views betray a misunderstanding. Humility does not equal weakness or a lack of confidence, nor does it mean pretending that you are unworthy and have nothing of value to contribute. To the contrary, humility is not about you at all. It's about thinking of others more than yourself. Real humility acknowledges that God has created each of us with certain strengths and weaknesses. Our strengths are meant to serve others, while our weaknesses are meant to show us our need for God and our need for others. Humility gives us courage, and it takes courage, to acknowledge our weaknesses and ask for help. It allows us to move beyond the prison of our own self-interest and value the gifts and talents that others bring to the table. In short, humility gives God's grace the space to work. And ultimately, he goes on to say that the church has powerful examples of humility in the saints and the blesseds, including Blessed Michael McGivney. When he founded the Knights of Columbus at age 29, he surrounded himself with some of the very best men he knew. Civil War veterans, lawyers, policemen, small business owners, all of whom were making their way in a society beset with fierce anti-Catholic bigotry. These men pleaded with Father McGivney to be their leader, the first Supreme Knight. In humility, he declined, believing the order's mission would be better served with laymen at the helm. It would have been easy for Father McGivney to set himself up as our first leader, but he knew it wasn't about him. It was about the mission and recognizing the gift of others. This simple, humble decision allowed the Knights to flourish to this day, even though Father McGivney died just 8 years after the order's founding.
Great. That's really good reading.
So again, one of those things where humility is kind of the antithesis of pride, and it's not making yourself lesser, it's thinking of others more.
Good way to look at it. I like that. It's very, very good.
Even in my teaching field, it's kind of cool to think, you know, I've reached the point where starting next year, I'll be the second most veteran teacher in the building. And you think, oh, I got this job mastered, and I don't. And it's so cool to see some of the young energy there and so much there is to learn from others bringing new things in and new ideas in. It definitely is something that captured me.
What do they say? In youth, you know everything, and it's only with wisdom that you realize you know nothing. Something like that.
That is very true. All right. My favorite part. Rich is our council lecturer. In our regular business meetings, he presents informative items to the meeting. Rich, what do you got for us?
What have I got? Well, you know, the big deal right now, of course, is the new Pope, Pope Leo. Pope Leo the 14th, which meant there were 13 Leos before him. So we're not going to discuss all 13, but I thought I'd bring up some highlights of some of the popes. Incidentally, Pope Leo the 14th was the 113th pope. And you know, there is a legacy about the 112th pope was supposed to be the last of the popes by somebody who theorized this here, Saint Malachy, actually. Didn't happen, so we're here. But anyhow, let me go on and tell you about some of the popes that I think you might be interested in. Pope Leo the 13th, he's remembered for his intellectualism. His focus was on social justice, and he actually went to contracting sites and fought for the workers who were not being paid a fair wage. So he got involved with the unions, and he fought for that so that there'd be social justice in the world, and he thought contracting was a big one. incidentally, he even fostered a diplomacy between the Catholic Church and many foreign governments. So he had his place in history. And by the way, in case you didn't know, he was the one who composed the prayer to Saint Michael that we say at the end of every Mass. He did that. And Pope Leo XII, he was Pope from September 1823 until February 1829. He was sick most of the time, but he was known for his conservative policies and mainstay traditional values. He actually revived the practice of penance and forgiveness. That was his highlight. Pope Leo XI, unfortunately, he served from April 1st, 1605 until 27 April 1605, less than 1 month. So he was a very short-term pope. And Pope Leo X served from March of 1513 until December 1521. And he was known for his extravagant lifestyle. He brought culture to Rome. He had some of the greatest artwork brought to Rome. He even contracted paintings from famous artists to be held in Rome for that. And he made Rome a cultural center. And on the sideline, he was the one who excommunicated Martin Luther in 1521. So he was busy. And one of the other things that I wanted to bring up was on Pope Leo V. He was in office for only 2 months when the cardinal priest at the time, he was head of the cardinals from St. Damascus, Christopher, arrested the Pope Leo and put him in prison. And Christopher took charge of being a pope. And he was an anti-pope because he was not elected. He just took over as pope. But he didn't last long because Sergius III quickly replaced him and he found himself in prison next to Leo V. So the story goes that they were excommunicated, but another story says that they were exiled to an island and they lived out their life. But the going back way back to the beginning is Pope Leo I, who was known as Pope Leo the Great. Now, there's only three popes that were ever known with the name Great. And the reason he was known for that is because he was called, at that time, called the Bishop of Rome from 440 until 461. And he was actually a Roman aristocrat. But at the time, the scourge of the world was Attila the Hun. He was taken, you know, very savagely, but he ruled pretty much all of the known world at that time. And he came to take Rome, which was kind of like a special place that nobody bothered. But he came and he met with Leo I, and Leo I convinced him that his glory would be greater known for not sacking Rome than by taking it, because it'd be just another place that was conquered. So he convinced him that saving Rome would be more in his favor and his history as a positive thing than that. So he saved Rome from being sacked. So just thought I'd bring that up there, and I thought that'd be a little history of where the Leos all came from. There you have it.
Thank you, Rich. That was great. I appreciate it. If you want to become a member of the Knights of Columbus, send an email to 7612kfc@gmail.com. We'd love to have every Catholic man in Eldersburg and Sykesville become a member. You can always keep up with Knights of Columbus events at our website, kfc7612.org. Please check it out. Email links are right there on the website if you have any questions from today's show. Thanks for welcoming us to your radio. Let's close with a Hail Mary.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I'm Eric Klaser.
I'm Josh Beck.
Rob Somerville.
And this is Rich Perron. And if you join, I'll tell you about the other Leos.
And this has been Knights Around the Table. I'll see you next time.
Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you're listening to this show on the radio, you can get a free gift card by sending an email with your contact information to WSJF at stjoseph.cc or call our studio phone line at 443-920-9125. Send us an email at WSJF at stjoseph.cc or call our studio at 443-920-9125. Leave your contact information and we'll send you a free gift card to thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.